ocean.
No time for crying. It's no time for chilling. Right, knuckles cracked. Right, this is too distracting. Let's bring up something a little chiller.
Boochie.
Hey, it's Boochie. The Fortunate Son is back. And Boochie is fortunate.
Boochie promise.
Oh, boy. We just heard a smorgasbord of the Donald Byrd song, Jamie. We heard a whole pile up of that song. In case you ever wondered what that sound sounded layered. So relaxing, though. I love it. Just the thing to ease back into the show. Like into a warm bath. Now, people who follow me on Instagram over there at Boochie Nights know that I don't have a bathtub anymore. So I just pour water on the floor and just kind of ease into that, and splashing around. Yeah, I was away last week. Thank you, Stu and Sarah from Games People Play, for filling in. Great job. I hope one of the games they played was, who can follow Boochie on Instagram the fastest? And who can out Blue Sky? Whom? I hope that was one of the games. And with that crack, Boochie's back!
Trust Boochie.
Back in Boochie. What is this? This is just a can of, like, sweetness. They took out the iced tea and left the sweetness. Yeah, back in Boochie, as it should be. Boochie the show and Boochie the guy, they just go together perfectly. Like Ellington and Strayhorn. They just, we make music together. And like the relationship that those two had, Duke and Billy, I'm pretty sure I'm not getting any royalties. Boochie the show, in this case Duke Ellington, he just, he buys Boochie the guy his meals and hotel rooms, but then all the credit and royalties go to Boochie the show. And Boochie the show says, you should just be satisfied. Me, I'm giving you all this exposure. And Boochie the guy says, yeah, but, you know, I can't live off of, you know, hotel room food. And then Boochie the show goes, yes, you can. And then curses, can. Anyway, it's really complicated sometimes. And sometimes it's like it doesn't make any sense at all. And it's just like two sides of my head complaining about each other. And, yeah, and who has to come between them?
Boochie.
That's right. The DJ. Sweetness is kind of bitter. That's what, some people plan their last words on their deathbed, and that's one of the ones I have written down on this piece of paper. That sweetness was bitter. Another one was, can I borrow $15. And my, like, wrinkled hand will reach out to the stranger who finds me on the street. And hopefully he can slip me a little 15-er. Anyway, let's stop talking about my deathbed. I have every other day and every other hour to muse and think about what I'm going to say on my deathbed. This is for you, Ann Bucci. All right. Am I definitely broadcasting? Yeah, all right, I am. So, yeah, I was away last week. I was down the shore, the Jersey Shore, the New Jersey Shore, specifically the Long Branch area of the Jersey Shore. If you ever want to see a condo designed by Jared Kushner, go to Long Branch. Long Branch has two things as far as I can see. Well, three things. First is the beach. The other one is the house where Bruce Springsteen recorded Born to Run. That's actually right behind my cousin's house. I got like 17 cousins now. And one of them lives like right next to this. It's like this little blue house that says, stay off the curse word lawn. No photos. Don't put your arm around this house and take a photo. But it's where he recorded Born to Run, allegedly. And the second thing is Jared Kushner's grubby little fingerprints on everything. Jared Kushner was eating some marzipan, and he's got his sticky little fingers on every little corner of the area. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
The craziest things are Bucci adages these days. Yeah, so it was in Long Branch, and it was fun. The weather was mwah. I'm kissing my fingers. And, you know, having a great time walking the boardwalk. Mwah! Kissing something else there. And, you know, just the standard beach stuff. Walking around with my wallet in my bucket hat. My sandals thrown over my shoulder like so much cashmere. Walking the boardwalk, eating a big, big messy burger. And some chicken in a bucket. My gold chain's hanging low in the chicken bucket. That's one of the unfortunate things about the type of gold chains that I wear. They're always getting looped up. And, you know, sometimes I get carried away. Me in a big chicken bucket. And I go down into it. I come back up and there's a friggin' wing hanging off my gold. Which is not a Bucci adage. Kind of ruins it. Kind of turns it green a little bit. All the grease. And, you know, I was there with my, you know, I said little cousins, who I'm not going to name right now. Let's just call them Bucci's. And it was great. I love being frustrated by them. I love watching them almost get kidnapped. I'm not a parent. Everybody pause in shock. But I tell you, I would never get any magazines read if I did. Because I'm just, every time I looked down, someone was trying to carry away my cousins. I had to give so many people scoldings. But what the other thing we did was, you know, there is, we were in the ocean. And we played a game that I hadn't played in many years. And, that game was Marco Polo. You ever play Marco Polo? I'm talking to you. Everybody, I can hear you nodding. You should nod quieter. Someone's got a wet nod. Which is not a Bucci adage. Anyway, I'm off track. Yes, we played Marco Polo. You know, I played it a little bit, but when I was, it wasn't so popular in the Bucci household or Booch hold. I played Mom, What Do You Want? And Dad, Leave Me Alone, I'm Watching 25th Hour. We played that game. So I'd go, Mom, What Do You Want? Dad, Leave Me Alone, I'm watching the Spike Lee movie 25th Hour. So sometimes, I mean, the thing that I remember most about that game is me having to play it by myself and just spinning in a circle saying, Marco Polo, Marco Polo.
Polo, Polo, Marco.
And maybe, you know,
Polo, Polo, Marco, Marco.
You know, like I was talking about the split personality, which apparently I have now. Maybe that's where it all started. So, it was fun to play. I'm a pretty good Marco. You know, I fancy myself a Marco, and I found myself pretty good. And everyone on the beach was just all these lifeguards who usually are always blowing their whistles at Bucci. But then they were all watching and like, man, you really caught that 11-year-old. So I had so much fun, I thought, I'd like to keep going. And the show I had planned for today was Dream Charcuterie, Build Your Dream Charcuterie. And I bought all these roasted peppers, which I roasted myself. I didn't roast them. I just kept them in my mouth long enough so they turned black. But I have a bunch of them. But I said, you know what? That's not very summery. And what if we played some Marco Polo on the air? Because I bet you I catch you. Or maybe you'll catch me. We can trade off, being the Marco, one being the Polo. It's a very simple game. And I just want to make sure... you know, I just want to give someone a good time. You know, I don't want to give you that good a time.
Bucci, promise.
Sorry, folks. I'm a little skagots today. My cat isn't eating, and I'm just worried about him. So if you want to call up and tell me my cat's going to be okay, I would appreciate that. But primarily, we're playing Marco Polo on the radio. And also, I got my man, literally, Jim, the poet. Maybe we're going to play a little Marco Polo right here in the Studio A here at WFMU, Jersey City. That's after the break. Marco Polo on the radio for the fifth time only in the United States. We're going to play Marco Polo on the radio, so that's after. So get in the pool, babes. Let's get in the pool. It's Frank Ocean. Swim Good. Only on WFMU.
That's a pretty big trunk on my Lincoln Town car, ain't it? Big enough to take these broken hearts. And
don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Marco Polo with Bucci.
Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. That's enough. Thank you, Frank. That was Frank Ocean, Swim Good, off of his 2010-2011, mixtape, Nostalgia Ultra. God, remember the first time you heard Nostalgia Ultra?
Bucci.
So this is Bucci. We're playing Marco Polo on the radio. I scream Marco.
Marco.
You whisper Polo.
Polo.
And it just, we go around in a circle until one of us is caught. We could also play, if you don't want to play Marco Polo, which apparently nobody does, we can play Ferdinand Magellan or Ernest Shackleton or, I can't think of, Americo and Vespucci. I don't think I pronounce any one of those things correctly. Any of those horrible people. No, we're playing Marco Polo and, at 201-209-9368. Okay. That's nobody wants to play. Jim! We're gonna get an expert in here. Look how fast he came in here.
That was...
Whew. All right, stop breathing.
What?
You just came 2 feet and you're breathing heavy.
I'm telling you, that incline. You know,
it's
like
a sharp.
There's a ramp there.
There is a ramp. Don't give away too much of the magic here at the Magic Factory.
At the Magic Factory?
Yeah, I don't want too many people to know. So, Jim, no one wants to play Marco Polo.
That's shocking.
Or Ferdinand Magellan.
What's Ferdinand Magellan?
It's like Marco Polo, except you scream Ferdinand, the other one screams Magellan.
See, most childhood games that I played had terrible endings, like where I was injured in some way or humiliated.
What childhood games did you play?
Every game ended up, you know, I had two brothers and lots of, you know, terrible friends. And so most games ended with some sort of nudity or knocks to parts of my body that I didn't want to take knocks to. Or,
I see.
You know, we lived in Massachusetts, so everyone was kind of a punk.
Do you ever play the game of humiliation?
No, I mean, we could try that.
Yeah. Well, I bet you'd win.
I usually do.
So, but what we're talking about is not your twisted past.
Yeah.
But we're playing Marco Polo on the radio. 201-209-9368. Do you want to try to see if this works?
Yeah. I mean, should we fill this room up with water or how is it just sort of like, are there?
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. Wait a minute. You can get the hose. It sounds like the beginning of that MGMT song.
Which one is that?
The kids song.
Oh, not I like their song about Brian Eno. You ever hear that song?
Oh, which one's that?
It's called Brian Eno or something.
Really?
They're just like talk about how much they love Brian Eno. All right, let's play some Marco Polo.
Do I have to be blindfolded in some way?
Yes.
Oh.
Take those paper towels and blindfold yourself.
Am I the only one who's blind? I'm the only one who's blindfolded?
Well, that's how it works, man.
Should I be naked, too?
You're
how does
the
this
one,
game work?
Just don't tie your underpants around your face.
I just put this pair of underpants on.
All right, so you put that around. There's an elastic band over there. You can probably
Let's definitely cut off all the circulation of my brand during your program.
Okay. And
all right, wait a minute. Where's the rubber bands?
Right here.
Actually pretty...
Right here. All right, so Jim is completely blindfolded.
Wait a minute.
People are just listening to this happen.
What's happening?
All right. So
is this the microphone?
Oh, you got it. All right. So you're gonna scream out Marco.
Polo. Wait, which one?
Marco.
I should write that down. Wait a minute. I'm blindfolded. All right.
Is there a pen over here? I should have listened to the guy on the bus who said this was a terrible idea.
You had a guy on the bus tell you what? Is that how you get your ideas for your shows?
No, it's how I run them by. How I.
You're like, hey, Mr. Busman, would you listen to this program? What happened to the MGMT song?
I think you scared away all the...
What happened?
Okay, so what we're going to have to do here,
yeah.
Jim,
oh, yeah.
is you're going to have to stand up.
Oh, yeah?
Because you have to grab me.
I have to grab you?
You have to see if you can find me.
Okay.
This is it, folks. First ever. All right, you shout Marco.
Yeah.
And then I'll...
And who's looking for... I'm looking for you.
Yes!
Okay, and you're over there somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
It seems like you've never played this game before.
I never won. I've always lost.
Okay. Well,
usually people just leave, and I'm blindfolded. I'm like, hello? Where did everybody go?
Marco!
Polo!
You're moving, aren't you? Are you supposed to stay in one place?
No! You have to shout. There's only two words.
There's a lot of sharp edges
There's
in here.
Only two words in
I
this game.
I just walked into the thing.
Marco, you got to take the headphones.
I thought I was Marco.
201-209-9368.
Am I Marco or Polo?
If you want to play Marco Polo on the radio with Bucci.
Are you blindfolded too?
Marco.
No, I thought I was Marco.
Yeah, so say it.
Marco.
Polo.
I don't think you're saying it.
Polo.
Is there a chair?
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Caught up in the...
You got me.
No, you got me.
Marco. Polo.
Oh, my God. This is a terrible,
what?
Terrible
idea. What was the
idea.
Other idea for the show?
This was it.
Magellan?
Yeah, we could also play Magellan.
Wait, I'm trying to get back. There's a seat here.
Yeah,
is this a microphone?
Yeah. It is. You could take off the blindfold.
I
Maybe
can?
We'll play it later.
That was harder than I thought it was going to be.
Jim, let's talk more about childhood games.
You got me right on the nipple, by the way.
Yeah, well, your nipple is like 6 inches
it's
long.
It's actually pretty, so it's like a dinner plate.
It's kind of like a number two pencil coming out of that
gigantic
T-shirt. Stop making that noise.
I'm covering the thing with a prophylactic.
201-209-9368. We can play, we don't have to play it in a pool either, Jim. We can play it two people. You're in a sleeping bag. I'm in a sleeping bag.
Oh, I like that game.
And we're playing it. We're just kind of...
I played that at band camp one time. Looks like there's a call.
Maybe I won't answer. Maybe I'll talk more about your band camp situation. Caller Yigabuchi.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. So, Kayla, do you want to play... I got to write that down. Kayla, do you want to play Marco Polo on the radio?
I would love to.
Okay, do you want to be Marco or do you want to be Polo?
I'll be Polo.
All right, so I'm trying to catch you. Okay, here we go. So, don't tell me where... All right, so you ready?
I think so.
Okay, ready? Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco. Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo. Marco. Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Is that you? I got you. Oh my god, I grabbed your hand. How about that? Oh, jeez. That was pretty good. I'm a semi-professional Marco Polo player. Is this your first time playing? You kind of played terribly.
How did you know?
How did I know you played terribly? It just was, I caught you in a relatively, sometimes some of the pros, it takes 10, 20 minutes to find the other person, but I kind of, you weren't jumping around enough.
Yeah. I'll try to do better next time.
Well, I'm never doing this topic again, so
okay.
There will be no next time. So, you having a nice summer? I don't know why I asked that question. Kayla, thanks so much, and you lose, unfortunately.
Oh. That was great.
Yeah, it was great. She was very slow.
Well, what's the,
And I have unusually long arms, too, so
like
at an advantage.
Yeah, I mean.
Were you going to answer a question?
No, I was going to say, didn't this used to be an Olympic sport back in the day? Like, they would play, for hours until the.
No, there's polo.
Sharks ate them.
There's polo.
Oh, polo, that's what I'm thinking of.
And then there is Marco on its own.
What is Marco on its own?
Oh, it's just driving around in a car with a guy named Marco.
Oh.
Picking up...
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like an awesome sport.
It was a good sport until Marco turned out to be a huge racist.
Bummer.
Yeah. That was a true story. Caller Yigabuchi.
Marco.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy does it there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Something good.
We're not, that doesn't count. So what's your name? Buddy.
I am Mike.
Mike, okay. Mike, do you want to... how about we try... I'm going to be Marco and you're going to be Polo.
Yeah, no, that'll work. Yeah.
Wait. No, wait. It's the other way around. You're going to be Marco and I'm going to be Polo. Wait.
Okay.
What did I do last time?
Okay.
Yeah. You did one of those last time.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Go ahead. What's your name again? Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Let's see if I can catch you with my wriggly little arms. Do it!
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
What, is this you?
Marco.
Oh, what is this you?
Oh.
Oh,
good. Oh.
No.
No.
That's all squishy.
Marco.
What's that? That's not it. I gotcha! Oh, you're made of
paper. Oh, you got me.
You're made of paper. That's weird. Your
skin
is like paper.
It's a condition.
Alright, that's a HIPAA violation. Good job, Mike. You lose.
Well, that was intense. I'm sweating just watching you.
Yeah, I'm sweating too for different reasons.
I say this.
201-209-9368. Say, play Marco Polo with the kid. I think the last one kind of got a little confusing when we were both Marco and both Polo.
Yeah, it needs to be clear who's who, I think.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Is that a Bucci adage? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I can't find it. You know, I'm not supposed to hate my own show.
No, I think this is going quite well.
201-209-9368. You want to play Marco Polo? We got the pool. It's lukewarm. We're both standing. Jim and I, the poet, are standing waist deep in this pool.
It was okay to go to number one in the pool, right? Because I've already done that.
Well, you are number one to me, Jim. Stop clapping.
That's a Jim adage. Jim.
Adage.
There you go. 201-209-9368. We're playing Marco Polo in the pool. So far, I have won two times.
Well,
caller,
done.
You got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
All hot right. In here, so I want to get in the pool.
All right, and so what are you wearing? You wearing sleeveless? You wearing a sleeveless T-shirt to keep cool, or are you just wearing the sleeves, or what are you doing? To keep cool.
Striped T-shirt, checkered pajama pants, black socks. Not really the coolest.
That sounds
outfit.
Like you're power clashing. That's what they call power clashing, where such a clash, it's actually quite fashionable how deep the clash is.
Well, I'm so unfashionable that I've completely went full circuit. Now I'm fashionable.
Okay, so I almost called you Marco. So, Franco, have you played Marco Polo before? You have.
I've played Marco Polo, yes, I have.
Okay.
When we weren't having a pizza party in the swimming pool, we were playing Marco Polo.
Okay, but you know what? Instead of me playing Marco Polo, let's see if we can put another caller on the air, and you guys can play Marco Polo together. Caller, stop clapping. Caller, Yagabuchi, line two.
Now I'm fashionable.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Turn down your radio. Who's this?
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
Who is this? What? Bucci. This is Bucci's brother.
Hey, Bucci's daughter.
Brother.
Do you want to... brother. Oh, I see. Is this Bucci?
This is also Bucci.
I see. Oh, it's my brother. First time. Franco, can you hear my brother here?
Hello, Bucci's brother.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on?
We're
playing Marco Polo.
Yes, we're playing Marco Polo.
I know.
So, you do know. So,
he's listening.
So why don't you guys play Marco Polo? Who's going to be Marco?
I'll be Marco.
Is that how that works? That's not okay.
Mark Franco,
okay.
Marco.
Yeah, okay.
So, you're it.
So Franco's going to be Marco. My brother, Dylan.
Who's he?
Hey, Dylan.
You're going to be Polo, okay? So we've wasted enough time. Let's go play Marco Polo.
Pool we go.
Oh, sure.
Marco.
All right. Splash. Okay. Marco!
Splash. Oh, what was that?
You have to say Polo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I got it.
He didn't read the fine print.
He didn't even read the fat print. Let's, my brother.
Well, I'm playing the way we used to play. I mean,
okay, let's try it again. Get on the pool. And then, all right, one, two, three, we jump back in. Okay, Marco!
Unbelievable.
What was that?
You have... All right, let's get another person on the air.
This is not working.
Line three.
It's not working.
Line three, you are on the radio.
Okay.
It's kind of like hide and seek.
Okay. All right. I'm losing my brother. He's gone.
You've got a pair of duck feet on. Let's go.
Line three. Who's this on the radio?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, hey. Yes. Who's this?
Oh, this is Mrs. Bucci.
Hey,
Mrs. Bucci.
Did you just die?
Mrs. Bucci, I really don't want any, why don't you wait until we get home to give me the rundown on whether or not you think this topic is any good.
Speaking of home, I have a bone to pick with you. First of all...
So I get to play with Jackie now?
Don't say that.
No, I have to talk to my husband. One second.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so I get home, and you said the cat was sick. What have you been feeding this cat?
What are you talking about? I've been feeding him the wettest cat food in America.
Fancy feet. He's a totally different plant. Of course he's sick.
I hope that's it. Mrs. Bucci, do you want to play Marco Polo with me, with Franco?
Okay, I'll pay. I'll play with you, Franco.
All right.
Look, I'm Marco.
Franco's Marco. He claimed it.
So which one am I? I'm
your,
McMillan?
Your Polo. No, that's a different game.
Oh, we're not combining games?
No. So Franco goes Marco. You say Polo until he catches you.
Okay. We're in the pool now. Marco!
Water?
It's not Marco, is this water? It's Marco Polo.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Bucci. Time out. I want to tell you something.
Oh, I'm really sweating now. Yes?
Okay. Yeah, I want to tell you something. Are you familiar with the phrase, jumping the shark?
No. There's no sharks allowed in the Marco Polo
but
pool.
Do you know the phrase, what it means.
Yes, I jumped that shark.
Jumping the shark is
my
when
second
Fonzie
show. My second show, I dropped the
shark. The
show and actually,
out of
people
ideas.
People say,
my God, you
jumped the shark. And yet, that episode where he jumps the shark is the most radical thing in the world. Who looks at Fonzie in a leather jacket jumping a shark and says,
yeah, exactly.
That they've run out of ideas? If anything, they should have leaned into that idea. He should have jumped all sorts of things.
So you're saying it's like performance art that failed?
No, that was my favorite episode of Happy Days.
Yeah, it's, you know, he was ahead of its time. He was like Miles Davis.
I mean, that was
insanely
great. You were still here.
I can hear Jackie glub glub. She's drowning in the deep end.
Okay, you know what? I'm drowning in your own deep end, Franco. I gotta let you go.
What about me? Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're still on the air. Do you wanna?
Oh, okay.
You wanna play with someone else on the radio?
Jim is there. What about Jim?
No, we got another caller. Caller, line two. You're on the radio. Who's this?
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
This is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. How are you doing?
Hi, Leo.
I'm good.
Oh, good. You
so, you say that you're a semi-pro professional
shark.
Water polo player?
No, not water polo. Marco Polo.
I meant Marco Polo. Marco Polo.
Yeah, Marco. Yeah, a semi-pro.
You're a semi-pro?
Yeah. I do have to pay to play Marco Polo. They don't pay me. Oh, you're a professional, eh?
Yes. I've won the world championship five times.
Interesting.
I'm essentially the Mike Tyson of
okay. So do you
of, Marco
but
Polo?
But you won it in what way? You won it as a Marco, or you won it as a Polo?
I'll be the Polo.
Okay, Miss Bucci, do you want to be the Marco in this situation?
Okay, I'll be the Marco.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna sit back with my hands behind my head.
No, you
got
to be Polo too.
All right. Oh yeah, then I'll be Polo as well. Okay, there, Leo. Let's see how good you are.
Marco.
Polo.
Polo. Marco.
Polo.
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 Marco.
Polo.
Polo.
Marco.
Marco. Marco.
Polo.
Marco. Marco.
Polo.
Polo. Polo.
All right, got you both.
Oh, he got it. Yeah, you know what, Leo? That was a little not good. I don't thought you were a professional. She caught you. Red-handed.
She caught you at the same time.
Well, she caught me years ago, Leo. Years ago. All right, I'm letting one of you go.
Okay.
Mrs. Bucci, you still there?
Oh, I thought you were going to let me go.
Now, I want to ask more about the cat. So how's the cat doing?
Well, you know, also his nose is all snuffly. You said that his nose was not snuffly, but it is.
So you think he's got a cold? Call up 201-209-9368. Tell me my cat's going
to
be okay.
On a work trip, and I don't know, very concerned about your cat taking care of abilities.
Can you put the cat on the phone?
No, I left.
I hate this.
Not home anymore.
I really hate this. all right. Well, as long as... Okay, so you're saying it's on me and not on the cat. The cat is not rotting from
the
inside.
Well, do you blame the person who gets sick or the person who was rubbing fancy feet in their face?
I don't answer rhetorical questions. Goodbye.
That's not how you hang up on somebody. Oh, there's another call.
Caller, you go, Bucci. Who's this?
Bucci, sorry, it's me.
Who's this?
It's Zach Romano.
Oh, hey, Zachary, please stop laughing. Zachary, how are you doing?
hopefully better than your cat. But no, I'm a little under the weather, actually. I hope your cat doesn't have what I have.
Yeah, just say that my cat's going to be okay, Franco. I mean, Zachary.
What?
Just say.
Did you just call me Franco? Look,
you guys are the same in my head. It's your.
Can we be the same? We're different people.
You're the two birds, and I got the stone in my hand. So,
wow.
You murdered me in that one butterfly episode everyone keeps talking about.
Yeah. Did that episode also jump the shark? By the way, jumping the shark should be a radical show. That should be an awesome show. Not we need to reclaim that.
It was like
that
avant-garde stand-up sketch comedy. I mean, that was like beyond. They went beyond and outside of the Happy Days world.
You could
argue something incredible.
That Happy Days was quite lame before.
It was insanely lame.
Shark.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I wish they were all hanging out in the Al's place.
I mean, it went above and beyond, and Chachi was, I mean, like, you're talking about, like, some classic stuff happened in Happy Days after the shark.
Yeah, well, yeah, I stopped watching, actually, because after they jumped the shark, I thought they were going to go back to it. What's the thing, the move in the Happy Days thing? I can't believe we're talking about Happy Days. Where the guy is, like, he's trying to pretend that he's making out with a lady, but he's actually just hugging himself in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah, that move. Yeah.
I don't understand that move.
I mean, it looks like you're making out with somebody.
It just feels like it's... The slightest examination of that move is gonna reveal yourself. Zachary,
it's like a handkerchief, for people to let them know that you.
I don't think they do the handkerchiefs anymore.
I don't even know what
the
that
handkerchiefs
means.
Are out.
We're not playing handkerchief. We're playing Marco Polo. Zachary, do you want to be Marco? Why don't you be Polo and I'll be Marco, okay?
Okay, Polo.
We haven't started.
I think he has to say Marco first. I mean, yeah, I'm not a rules guy.
I have to say Marco first.
Are you? Right, and Jim's going to be who?
Jim's just going to, he's going to watch.
He's going to Polo it up to?
Don't watch me like that. Are you ready? All right, Marco.
Polo.
Gotcha.
That was awesome.
I got him so quick.
That was so good. You're getting really good at this.
I just reached out with my red right hand, Nick Cave style.
Wow.
And snatched that guy right out of the air.
That was amazing.
Like I'm goaltending.
It was like Mutombo.
201-209, don't talk over me. 201-209-9368. We are successfully playing Marco Polo on the radio. I have my phone in airplane mode, but I bet I have 17 texts from station manager Ken. Let's get some music up so I don't feel so alone. What are you doing this summer? I can't believe I'm adjusted to this.
What am I doing this summer?
Yeah.
I mean, this is it,
is
pretty
it,
much.
It's
yeah.
over. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're toast now. I'm just waiting for pumpkin spice season.
You know what? I saw your lips moving, but I can't get Franco's comment out of my head.
Are you shook by the jumping the shark?
I actually don't think... First off, I think I jumped the shark years ago. But second of all, what is his topic? His topic is I'm going to...
See, this we should write these down. That's a good future...
His topic is what I put in my burrito this week.
Oh.
And the answer is like linguine or something.
Linguine?
Yeah. 201-209-9368. You only have a few more minutes to play Marco Polo with the DJ on the radio.
I mean, Shark Week is like one of the most popular shows on TV.
Not anymore.
No, it's huge, man.
The Shark Week just navigated over to TikTok. Every day is Shark Week. You could just Google shark and you can look up...
Sharks.
Yeah. So we're playing Marco Polo in the water, not in bed. That's how babies happen.
That's how babies happen? I have no idea.
Yeah. Marco Polo.
Let's play it again. I'll be Marco and you be Polo.
Okay.
So I have to blind my... I'm going to blindfold myself. You are Polo.
All right.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
No! No! No, Bucci, no! No!
I told you these. You're bringing
I am so
childhood
good at this
trauma.
Thing. I am so good at this game. I grabbed you with my fingernails.
That hurts so much.
Like a friggin' eagle calling you a Bucci.
Hey! Hey, Bucci!
Hey, who's this?
It's Eel Guy. Like, you know, like eels in the ocean.
Oh, and hey, it's Eel Guy. But you're not an eels in the ocean this week, Eel Guy. Your Eel Guy's standing waist deep in a highly chlorinated pool.
Put me in the pool. Put me in the pool. I'm ready.
All right, you want to play Marco Polo in the pool then?
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't kid old Bucci. You wouldn't kid old Bucci, right? You definitely want to do this, right?
Oh, what? Come on.
I really wish you kind of were kidding. You don't have to do this. What do you want to? What do you want to be? You want to be
dealer's choice. You pick, Bucci.
I keep forgetting who I was. You be Marco and I'll be Polo. You try to catch the DJ.
Okay. So I'll be Marco. You'll be Polo.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay. You want me to?
You
start?
Have to be Marco. You're the alpha in this situation. Polo. I don't like. I said just alpha. Polo.
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 No.
I think you're Marco.
No, I'm Polo.
No, I'm saying he's Marco.
Eel guy is.
Eel guy is Marco.
I got it.
You know, I Polo. Wrote down.
I'm gonna write it down, Marco.
Polo.
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 Marco.
Polo. Polo.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Pookie, where are you, Polo?
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
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 Polo. Polo.
Polo. Oh, you can't catch me! Can't catch me!
The wrong direction! Polo.
Wrong direction there, Eel Guy! You're real cold! Polo!
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 Marco!
Polo!
Marco!
Polo!
You'll never get it.
Polo!
Is that a seagull?
Marco! Polo! Marco!
That's just the inside of my head.
All the time?
All the time. Oh, I lost the call.
You lost the call. That's a shock.
201-209-9368.
Wow.
This is Bucci coming back. Sometimes coming back from a week off. It's you know, people forget all about the DJ. They feel like, oh, I want to play. Did you listen to the last week, the games people play? I like Stu
and
Sarah.
And Sarah, yeah. They do a nice job.
They do. They do a really nice job. I wish maybe we can come, maybe one time they can come on and we can play Marco
Polo. We could play a game with them.
Yeah.
Like
no, we're gonna
Super
play
Mario
Marco,
Brothers.
We're going to play Marco Polo.
Oh, this is going to be another episode of this?
This is going to be another episode.
Marco Polo.
Of Marco
How long
Polo.
Is the episode going to be?
It's just a standard hour.
Oh, okay.
Although I may do a fill-in for John Allen, that'll be a three-hour Marco
Polo. Oh, a three-hour, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd
so,
be amazing.
But, you know, it's you got to get your consent to play Marco Polo. I don't want to start grabbing Stu and he'll, you know, like, you know, we got to...
You grab me? I mean, do I have a permission slip for that? Wait a minute.
You have a T-shirt that says, grab me. I would say that.
That's well, consent
says,
right
it
there.
It says, grab me in the dark under the bridge. 201-209-9368. We're playing Marco Polo. I've caught Jim. Jim has not. Oh, Jim caught me.
I
defeated Eel Guy and several other people.
It was a professional guy you beat.
Yeah, the professional guy. He was all hot air. Hot air.
I don't feel like that last guy was saying Marco.
No, we played Polo Polo.
It was Polo Polo?
Yeah. Oh. Which I guess is, you know, the same thing. We don't, I mean, it's a little confusing.
Marco.
201-209-9368. Hey, remember that guy who was, I'm assuming it was a guy, that person who called and I dropped the call? Why don't you call back?
What happened to, remember the band Poco? Wasn't that the name of the band? It could be Marco Poco, where instead of, someone says Marco and then you play, wasn't it Poco?
Yeah, Poco is a band.
Yeah, so you could just play a whole
Who's
Poco song.
Who's that bass player, the really so-called great bass player?
Kim Deal?
No. He's a man. He passed away. He's got long, stringy hair.
Pete.
No.
Entwistle.
You know.
Those are the only two basses I know.
He's got a name like Poco or something.
Paul McCartney.
No, that's not it.
Flea.
No, it's not. Yeah, we could play Anthony Kiedis.
Oh,
Anthony.
Like Kiedis.
Anthony.
Kiedis.
Anthony.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now!
Anthony!
Where are you
Anthony!
Where are you coming?
Anthony! You have to say Kiedis!
Kiedis, you crossed the line! Crossed the line! Get back!
I threw my pen at you, and that means I win Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, man.
201-209-9368 if you want to play Marco Polo or any other name. If you want to play Mumford and Sons, we can do that. Mumford.
And Sons.
That's as easy as it goes.
That's the whole game?
It's a very similar game. It's just with different names. More modern names.
Oh, I see.
Marco Polo, you know what Marco Polo did? You know what his discovery was?
Spaghetti.
Allegedly. Him and his dad, kind of went into Asia. You know, I guess they thought they were discovering...
Asia the band?
No. They were discovering, they met Kublai Khan.
Oh, cool.
You remember Kublai Khan,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. He was from a poem.
Yeah. What was the poem, Jim, the poet?
It's Kublai Khan lived in...
And there was Kublai Khan,
yeah.
Right? Something like that, right?
Yeah. That's the whole poem.
Well, that was, you wouldn't know about Kublai Khan if it weren't for Marco Polo. Apparently, him and his dad and Kublai Khan had lunch together one time.
Wow.
See? The deeper...
Was it pasta? Because I think that's why we have pasta, is because of Marco Polo, according to Wikipedia.
My hands, you can't see my hands, but my hands are slowly reaching up to my throat. I have no control. Listen to that. And they're slowly reaching up to my throat. Don't worry, Bucci. You'll be okay. Let's get through it. Let's get through it. You can go home and watch that Ice Cube War of the Worlds movie again.
I want to see that very badly, now that we've talked about
it. It's a movie.
How come you never came on my movie show before it got canceled? Oh, you know everything about movies, and I know nothing.
I called the show several times.
You called to make fun of me.
I didn't. I called on the topic.
It was also because of pity that you...
look, I'll take that call right now. That's my bread and butter and jam and peanut butter.
I do love pity.
Yeah. Well, it's the best kind of call. That's not true. The War of the Worlds, I would recommend it. Unfortunately, it's streaming on Amazon Prime, and it's this huge shill for Amazon Prime.
Oh.
There's a scene in the movie where the aliens are invading Earth.
Oh, there's no spoiler. There's aliens in this one?
It's War of the Worlds.
I mean, it happens in every War of the Worlds that there are always aliens?
Yeah, there's always aliens. Though I feel like they may have, shoved the War of the Worlds story into an existing story. Anyway, the aliens are all invading.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube is, literally, checking his Facebook. He's like, he's like, all the aliens have taken all the data. They've ripped all the data out of the world. There's no electricity. And Ice Cube goes to Facebook, and he's like, no, 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 no. And he sees his Facebook page get taken down, and that he is the most upset about that more than anything else.
So aliens invade the Earth to take people's Facebook pages down?
Apparently, yeah. And then Ice Cube just stays in the chair. It's just him in a chair looking at the camera all movie.
I can't wait to get home and watch this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the weapons movie last night.
It's 3.5 hours long.
It's how long?
Just can't believe
it. It's 3.5 hours long.
This show is a disaster.
This show is 3.5 hours long.
What did you see?
It's Weapons.
Let's turn it into 3 thumbs up.
Weapons, a horror movie, the guy who made Barbarian. It's very, very well done, and I highly recommend it.
I've never seen Barbarian.
I haven't either, but now I want to see it because this one was really wacky, crazy. Did you see The Long Legs last year?
The movie Long Legs?
Yes.
No, too
it's
scary.
Better than that. You don't like scary movies?
I don't know. 201-209-9368. You get 3 minutes. You want to play Marco Polo with Bucci, or we can play Joni Mitchell. You can play that.
Joni.
Chapel.
What?
Rowan.
Oh, I like that.
Chapel.
Rowan.
Chapel.
Rowan.
Chapel.
Pink Pony Club.
Chapel.
I'm going to the Pink Pony Club.
You baited me.
I like that Pink Pony Club song.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody likes it.
Let's not get into an argument. You want to play Adele? Adele? Adele.
Adele.
Don't do funny voices.
That's my regular voice.
Any other movies you saw since we have to, this show is dragging?
I saw Fantastic Four. That was...
Into the Dirt.
Bucci, you know, Promise.
And that is a Bucci Promise.
Fantastic Four, they're just not exciting superheroes. They're, and then... You're supposed to believe that Pedro Pascal is smart, like the smartest person on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, but he's not the smartest.
Ooh.
What was that?
I guess that was the guy who was talking about Pedro Pascal.
Oh.
He's not the smartest guy.
No, he's supposed to be the smartest guy.
This is probably a hack observation, but when they were giving out names,
yeah,
the thing really got...
Well, they didn't even call him by those by their superhero names. It was always like, "Here's Johnny and Sue and Reed."
Reed Richards.
It's like a
Ben.
It was like The Office. It was like a workplace comedy.
You know, they're rebooting The Office.
Yeah, I saw that.
Looks great.
Well, it's about newspapers, though. It's like it seems even more antiquated than paper sales.
Except that guy Oscar is in it.
Yeah, I saw that. That seemed funny.
He's the link.
I only liked the British Office. I didn't really watch the American Office.
Oh, fancy. Yeah?
I had to watch with the subtitles, but...
Yeah, it's great. What happened to... You know what? They talk about Rod Stewart being the biggest letdown, the biggest squanderer of talent in the world. Ricky Gervais tops him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wasn't even... They were just literally
that
watching...
That guy had all the talent in the world.
And what did he do?
Shoved it right down the toilet.
Nothing.
Except got richer and richer off his terrible...
I think he's producing comedy. All that stuff, right?
All right, we're playing... we were playing Marco Polo briefly, but now we're going to play Billy Jam. Billy!
Polo.
On WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at all the time at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci. You,
Ducci.
You know.